Jaafar Hadi Hassan is a Middle East expert. He joins us from London. Jaafar Hadi Hassan, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki came out recently and said that there are foreign hands involved in a plot in terms of going against the government. And he also said that it's the very same countries that are supporting some of these insurgents in Syria. Do you see a relationship there? Do you believe that that is the case?
Well, I think it is true. There is some influence from outside, definitely. There's no question about it. But let us be fair and be honest that there are some legitimate demands and complaints from the demonstrators. This is true. I mean, they complain that they've been marginalized. They complain they haven't been treated well for the last 10 years. Of course, in all the situation that the foreigners or the outsiders, they seize the opportunity to influence these people and to put up some extremist demand, and also demands related to the Ba'ath Party or related to the last regime and so on. So there is some influence from outside. There is no question about it. I mean, as they influence the situation in Syria, they are influencing the situation in Iraq. And it is becoming dangerous, to be honest with you, although the Prime Minister, he said to them that the legitimate demand he will meet, no question about it. But there are some demands which are impossible to meet at the moment because they need the parliament to pass them. I think the government now is not in a good position. A government now is an impasse, is in a dilemma, in fact.
So where do you see this going? We're looking at 2 weeks now of demos.
Yes, this is a good question. I think the government, as I said to you, is meeting some demands, and they formed a committee to look at these demands seriously, and they have released some prisoners, particularly women, for example, and they are following up their demands and so on. But on the other hand, the government is not wise in doing a few things. For example, they closed the border with Jordan. And of course, that will affect the situation, economic situation, social situation in Anbar, because the Anbari people, the borders are very important for them.
Okay.
I think the government should cool the it is statements and so on.
Very well. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you, Jaafar Hadi Hassan, their Middle East expert from London.